Okay. Fifth, Vav, Mutter, Litzkot, Lemon. Right? Maybe it briefly mentioned. The rush that, you can first squeeze lemons because you only squeeze lemons onto food and you never drink any lemon juice in any form. So it's just ochel to ochel. And then that sounded good. Basically, also pointed out, but by his days, they were making lemonade. Well, it's the same recipe as we have nowadays. Water, lemon juice, sugar, same recipe. So it becomes a matke. So, but everyone squeezed, at least in the trine, where they drink lemonade, everyone squeezed lemons on Shabbos. So why is it mutter? So they just with 2 days. Why is mutter? Pretty posh with Akira. One story is because you can't drink lemon juice by itself, so it's not a matter, right? Because you can't, don't, you never drink it, just use it to flavor water. I mean, by itself, and you never drink it as the main ingredient. Right? It's always just a flavor for water. It's not even like a half and half or something that needs other flavors. It's just a flavoring. It's not a drink. A flavoring is not a drink. That's the cop. Or number two, because you never squeeze it and make lemon juice. You only squeeze it into water. And that was apparently the beginning of those days, and they made lemonade, which makes a lot of sense. Like nowadays, we refrigerator. So, I mean, through time, so obviously you're going to squeeze lemon, sell lemon juice, put it in your fridge. In those days, they just kept the lemon, squeeze it into the water, make lemon juice. What is the, who quotes different reasons? The Magen Avraham and the Taz, both the first reason, says the Magen Avraham came in she'ein derech halasof l'shoch matzke. Shari came in de'ein derech l'shoch l'abado. You don't drink it straight, says the Taz. Something very similar. Ein mechavim rak lo seitz ta'am b'mayim. So this is the Magen Avraham and the Taz. The Mishnah Brura. In Sifkatan. Kofes brings down both. Right, Mishnah Brura brings down both. Right. Mishnah Brura 1, Mishnah Brura 2. And he says there's an Afmina. What's an Afmina? An Afmina is what he calls nowadays, which happens to coincide, worked out well, with what we call nowadays. The Nafkamina is nowadays. Nowadays, if you say it's because you only use it to flavor, you never make it like a drink in and of itself, that's still true. No one ever has a lemon juice-based drink, and you certainly don't drink lemon juice itself. It's only you put in a little for flavoring, right? You put in a very small amount, right? Standard recipe is a cup per gallon, which would be 1/16. That's pretty small. Cup of sugar, cup of lemon juice per gallon of water, make good lemonade. And, you know, if you don't like the sweet, cut out some of the sugar. Anyway, nowadays would be mutter because you don't drink it by itself. But if it's because you don't squeeze it by itself, it's not your chasher matzah. You never have lemon juice. You never actually have lemon juice. You only squeeze it into something else. Nowadays, you can squeeze lemons by itself. No one, hardly anyone. I've never met anyone to squeeze lemons into water and make lemonade. I'd probably squeeze lemons at a factory into a lemon juice bottle, you settle it around your leafy, and then you go home and you make lemonade. Or even when I make lemonade at home, I squeeze lemons, put them in a big jug of lemon juice, keep it in the fridge, and then make lemonade. Right? So then it should be after. And that's exactly what the Shavur says, that according to the second shot, the Sufik, which shot, he brings the two shots in, but according to the second shot, it should be Oster, and the Mishavur is Machmir, like this shot. And therefore, he said, if you want to squeeze, basically, for the end, you just can't squeeze lemons, make lemonade nowadays. So, yeah, that's what we call it. But if you want to squeeze lemon into your tea, which is a common thing, then you should squeeze in the sugar and then put it into the tea. He pointed out that that was Mr. Brewer who said that alcohol to alcohol depends where it's going to immediately, not where it's going to finally. And the Chazan Ish didn't like the heter. He says, what do you mean? You squeeze the lemon into the sugar. You're really squeezing into the tea. Because if you just want to put it into the tea, well, we said vinegar, we make go, especially since the two spells will happen here. For the first head of the big deal thing is we're going to squeeze lemon even into a cup, even into a jar. And even for the second head, instead of the base of fish, we're in the brewery mustard. Therefore, two spells of the we are mako, but some squeeze lemon we don't do. Okay, some people reported that the bro held like the first day, but lemaisa, the minig, is like the second day. Okay, so much for lemon. Let's go on to kvashim shlokos. There's nine. But let's go kvashim ushya.
We should reference that at the end of the lemon where nefesh, I'm still telling you now, but lemons and nefesh will be up there.
The what?
The lemon, if you want to pickle the lemon, then it'll be up no matter what.
Ah, if you pickle the lemons, then it's going to be kvashim and it'll have the same dinum as the vayim. Which means that it's up to the queen to get the juice. Correct.
Even both these numbers won't apply to one or two.
Correct, because the whole point of this is that it's not considered a matzke, but if you pickle them, remember what the Magen Avraham wrote down, that since, from the Rashi and the Gemara, since it was a matzke before you pickled it in water and spices, therefore it has a shame matzke. So these are two reasons why it doesn't have a matzke, but if you do kvashim, then it does have a shame matzke because it's the water that you took from the faucet, put into the lemon, and it had a shame matzke in the faucet. Okay, Zayin. Let's go, there's a three-way machloket, yeah?
And one of the guys I mentioned is that the time of drinking lemon juice is very helpful for blood growth or your voice. Drinking straight lemon juice.
Right, although I would go back to what marker would you quote about this? Yeah, remember we said squeezing or pua does not really give it a shame mashke. So even if it's squeezed by itself or a pua, I'm not sure that would.
Is that really
for pua? Sore throat is a
pua. Drinking, I mean.
No, you don't like it. It's disgusting, but it cures a sore throat. That's refuah. Doesn't have to be modern medicine to be refuah. Okay. The Vashem Uchlakos.
Is that true? Really think that it doesn't need to be modern medicine?
To be considered refuah, it means 20 different things and 20 different laws and context. Okay. I mean, in the context of not having a shiva of mafia, yeah. Anything for food in any medical system is not called as a mashke because you're not doing it for food. Okay. What about other areas of halakha? Come with each one. We'll have to discuss independently. What about your scuffa on non-Western medicine or et cetera? I don't know if this is exactly non-Western. Or if this then that we can discuss another time, not in the shoe. Okay. So there are two cases. You can be so hate lingufo, or you can be so hate. Let me, or the goop of the lady, right? You can be so okay if you want to dry out your faucet or pickle things and faucet or cook things, pickle vegetables or other than cooked ones. You could want to dry them out, or you could want the juice, right? There are sometimes people will take a pickle with faucet and squeeze it because they want to cook a little. Not such a crazy thing. Or you could want the juice. I don't know, you take like a piece of cooked meat and you squeeze the gravy onto your right. I never actually thought that. But I guess someone could. All right, whatever the case may be. B, there's a three-way machlokes on the kuf mem he. Rav says there's a difference between kvashim and shlokos. Right? But you'll notice a pattern here. Says Rav, Lagufan is mutter. Lemeima kvashim. I always forget which is which. Kvashim should be author, midrabanan, right? Yes. Kvashim should be potter, author, and shlako should be mutter. What does Shmuel say? The kufa mutter, leme mayhem, potter, aval author, meaning author, midrabanan. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? The kufa mutter, leme mayhem, kaya, meaning us would be done right. Say three-way machloket about moshe.
What is the svara? What is the svara here? The svara for
if you see that get out the mayim,
so chayav is because it's klipa,
right? What's the svara? It's klipa. Why shouldn't klipa be chayav? It's klipa water. Water is a matka, right? Now, I know we haven't discussed water damascus when we discussed the fruits of Tara, but water damascus.
What's the svara of Shmuel who says that it's only drabanan? Why is it only drabanan? What? Who says that?
Exactly. Says Rashi, lo, gadlu b'tokan, or whatever's exact phrases, meaning it's only people to write this thing that we created together, grew together. This is artificially, you know, you just cooked it, the water into it. That's the only thing, the right thing that grew together, like dash, which is the wheat that grew in the husk, right? And what's another explanation?
Exactly, because it's not the Zeitzman, that's what Tosfos says, and I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, right? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't
machale, says Tosfos, because it's not Zeitzman Ba'anavim. Only Zeitzman Ba'anavim are Dorita. This is not Zeitzman Ba'anavim, so it's not the right. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down
I'm not sure because
I guess this is not really archaic the same as. Yeah, I guess what I guess not. Yeah, I'm not sure it's archaic. Okay. Although I guess you would have to say that. And why would Rav say Shlokos is totally mutter? Why would Rav say Shlokos is totally mutter? After all, should be at least also the Rabbanan. So Rav would have to say
that Shlokos is mutal. Sorry. That Shlokos is mutal because it's all, even the grain is considered ochal.
And he's somehow mutal, even though it's published in the book, in Yerdea, when you pickle, it doesn't turn the pickling brine into an ochel. When you cook, it turns the gravy into an ochel. Okay, so here he would say, like Shmuel, and here he would say, because the gravy is ochel. Okay, one thing which the Magen Avraham revealed it, hold on a second. If the gravy is ochel, that actually starts to make a lot of sense. Meaning, do we usually squeeze fucking guaco to get out the tube? Why is it like sharp hair? Where we say just ochel doesn't have a and doesn't have pashi with mashke, right? Why isn't it like sharp hair? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that. Why does everyone else disagree with this? Because Hagia Lakshmi Mashka Nikol there, more common than Sharpero, right? Rav thinks Shlokos is like Sharpero. But everyone else says, right? But by Kvashim, or according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, this is more bummer than Shar Peiro and not considered Ochel because Haya Allah same Matke, right? What's the Lachim Mishra used?
Haya Allah Shame Matke. Says the Mishra here. Mikodem,
right? That's what we use it. Mikodem. Okay. So here we have a bit of a machloket, how he happened, do we think this is Rav Yochanan said it has shema shumi kodim kol shemayim. He says mayim is the right side, mayim the mashke. The Shmuel says, I agree it has shema shumi kodim, you're stepping out and you're doing the shema mashke, but it's not the right side, either because it's not natural or because not the shema novim. And Rav said, Taka, it moves the shema mashke. If you hook, hooking is so strong, it moves the shema mashke. Watch him keep the same shema mashke. Okay. How about the gufo? The gufo, there's really no machlokas. Everyone agrees that it is mutter. Why is it mutter if you do schita le gufo? Why is it mutter if you do it le gufo? Why is it schita if you do it le gufo? I'm sorry, why is it mutter
and schita le gufo?
The that should be mutter. Well, how is it mutter if you do le gufo? It's mutter.
Don't get fired.
But that Rashi is not Mefarish. Rashi and most Rishonim, I think, say it's just not called Mefarish. Meaning, sometimes what does Tosfos say? There's a Tosfos, sorry, I'll have to read you this Tosfos. Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amadeus says that sometimes if you're not doing it for the main reason, Yomi, if you do Malacha not for the regular reason, what do we usually call that? And we pop in that is after we grab on, and the Rambam even holds that it's Asur Daraisa. But said Tosfos and Gimel of Days, there are some halachot where if you do it not for the normal reason, that's just mukka from the halacha. It's not even like a heter, it's just not a halacha in the first place. That's Tosfos on Ayin Gimel of Days, smack in the middle, says that. There are some things that if you do it not for the reason, just not a malacha. And what's the truth? Vashimu shlakos. Why is it malacha and shibu gupa? It's just ain't derech fisha b'kach. He's in the ain't derech halacha yad. That would also be your father. He just makes it not a halacha yad. So Rashi and Tosfos, the most are showing him hold. There's not all only Tosfos. It's just the Tosfos. What's the Gemara? There's no more Tosfos here. Rashi, Tosfos, hey, I'm an aleph. Tosfos, I am Gimel on the base, and other Rishonim say it's just not Melacha if you don't need the liquid. It's just Melacha from Melacha. It's not called Melacha. And what's the other example? He said if you prune and you don't need the wood, it's just not called Kosher. And he said if you I mean, all this controversial thing. Tosfos, okay. And he says, his other example is that if you if you tear shalom alas litpo or mochin shalom alas litpo, when he reads that mishnah, that entitled for lach of hoed shetan alach. Okay. And here, not lach and signing it off the grip on it. Yes.
And when I typically do so, if it comes to me like Lee Ebud, would that be like another reason? Meaning the fact that you're not using it for the time of the fire because that you don't have the machine.
Yeah, basically, it's a big, similar thing, right? So, question: what if you don't need it, but it's not the keyboard? You know, you could distinguish, correct? However, the re and the Tosfos getting Subas, the big Tosfos and the right and like on Subas stuff, Bob said the re that no, that it really is considered the fire. It is considered dash. Even if you don't need it, and far as it holds up, but he says we're mekel here because it's ukhla the ifra because it's still considered ukhla. It doesn't mention machke if you don't want it. So it says the re against remaining in town. I mean, remaining in town, we like to the Shabbat and Tosfos in Suba. He said because what's called ukhla the ifra. Meaning food that fell apart, meaning it doesn't have a shame mask if you don't want it, it's still called bulka. Only if you want the liquid to come out, only if you want the liquid, then it gets a shame mask. But if you don't want the liquid, you just want a drier pickle or, you know, a kugel, you know, something like people squeeze oil out of a kugel, right? Then it's just all hope from oil because you haven't given it a shame mask yet because you didn't shame it to come out.
What?
And even said the re Here, I mean, it's a little tricky for you in scientists. And after all, it's only up to drop button that works anyway, so it's not really Shemaskia, which is funny, because what if he just, even if he doesn't possibly agree with them, what does he do with real God? That's a mystery. Somebody has to mean the fact that small things in puzzle also shows it's not such a strong Shemaskia, and needs, it's only Shemaskia the finger that you wanted. Okay, that's what the reset. This is, of course, the big issue that's going to come up in everything in the world will have when it comes to the towel and the hair and everything else. There's lots of cases of pizza where you don't want the mask yet. You just want the thing to be dry. So is that mocked up from the farik and heter gummer? Or is that going to be totally mocked? Or is that going to be offered because it's a real mask yet? Okay, we'll have to get that. How, what does the Mishnah Berurah say here? How is the Mishnah Berurah machria? The Mishnah Berurah is machria like the rod. Let's see. The Mishnah Berurah would be in Sivkatan in. No, that's exactly meaning that would only be a heter according to them, not according to the reed. Which is exactly where he's coming from. The reed's trying to offer a cowl, and he says, oh, how can I offer a cowl when you don't want what's coming out? But yet, Mafia goes to the flock goes, because that's all Colin is about. While according to the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, which is in Ksubas, you see the Rabbeinu Tam, the Baal Tosfos in the Shabbat, they would say, no, perks them up in there. So what does Mishnah Berurah say? Quoting the Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah to Katan, give me a second. Chaf Dalet says, what does he say? Listen. Rotsa lomer shetokum imaska tzapalei ma nivlo behen kdei latakin gufa makpilu levad ve'in tzarech lemei mehen kamo shederek lusko to yef bekor salatim with the letter black shorosh lomalayim v'chein einenu v'chlau mefarik klau. It's just not mefarik at all. The apkosofim tochat ka'ara v'yamat to holich le'ibad, even if it's not holich le'ibad. Kamak v'yamu chami to l'mashke, even if it's not holich le'ibad. Since you don't want the mashke, it's not mefarik klau, einu v'chlau molacha. But then he adds, and this is for the Magen Avraham, based on the Ran, says the Ran, the Ran says the Gzeirah Rabbanan, things that people usually thought, this is the Mishnah Berurah. He says it's just not the Farik Klal, it's not the Farik Klal, and it's not only because of Ochel, this is not the Farik Klal, however, by Zeisim HaNovim, we are Machri Lakurami Drabanan. He's based on the Magen Avraham, who seems to be quoting the Ran, who says that the Gzeira Midrabanan, that's probably everyone admits at a certain level, says, but Aser Midrabanan as a Gzeira by Zeisim HaNovim. So there'd be exerted upon a Zeisim HaNovim, even though it's not really that, not really Nefarik.
Zeisim HaNovim Gufam would also be Nefarik.
No, the exerted Rabbanan. Zeisim HaNovim Gufam would be exerted Rabbanan. Because you usually stokate them when they may have. But everything else would be most of the Gufam. Everything else would be most of the Gufam. Right? You know, if you want to squeeze a two remote, if you want to squeeze I don't know how often we own in, but I don't know. Let's say you want to squeeze a plum legupo, you want a drier plum, that's fine.
That's not that good anyway. That'd be much
good. No, because my two remote. They sell plum. Okay. What else did I want to say here? Okay, so this is the okay, how do we talk again? So let's see how we talk. Let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. We haven't read the Shulchan Aruch yet. Zayin. Let's look at the Shlokas in the Gufam Shein Tzarech L'Mayim Ve'Ein Tzarech L'Takum L'Achila Filosof Tzarech L'Ora She'Im Bo Ochel Mutzer. Meaning, even if it's not Le'ibud, this heter is even if it's not Le'ibud, as long as you don't want it, as long as you're not trying to get it, then it is Mutzer. And that was not a Machlok. Tzarech L'Mayim Ve'Ein Mutzer L'Sol Tzarech Deir She'im Bo Ochel Of Course Aval Im Bo Ochel After. Basically, the double machlokas as the Viralaka points out, and the Mishnah Berurah also, but Viralaka at greater length, double machlokas in the Rach and the other Rishonim. What are the two machlokas in the Rach and the other Rishonim? rock and other Rishonim. Exactly. How many other Rishonim? What are the two my focus? Number one, the rock popping like Rav Yochanan. That Lemei and Ayub. And other Rishonim popping like Shmuel. That Lemei Mehen Potter Abel Potter. What's the logic of each one using Kali of Tot? Why would you pass like Rav Yochanan? Because Rav Yochanan always beats Rav and Shmuel. Why would you Paskin like Shmuel? Because Shmuel has a rule on his side. Rishon say. Is it author or not author? Shmuel and Rav Yochanan say author. Rav says mother after fire. So you pass like Shmuel and Rav Yochanan author. If a chai were author, Rav and Shmuel would be author. Rav Yochanan says chai. Basically, two-thirds that say there's no hechter, no raisa, and two-thirds that say, but there's no hechter. Two-thirds say it's author, two-thirds say it's father. So you follow the two-thirds majority rule, and you get Shmuel. Basically, the middle chief is going to end up being the rule, right? Because, look here, this fellow on his side of the corner, this fellow on the corner. Okay, this fellow. You make a funny kind of rule by saying, when it comes to chiyuv d'oraisa, Shmuel has a rule to be rabbinified. When it comes to being author, Shmuel has a rule to be a rabbi on that side. Or do you say, no, there are three different sheets. Rabbi Yochanan is the best of the three. That's more machlokes. What's the other machlokes? The other machlokes is that, and then Rabbi Nachmanano, not crazy. What? Three different sheets. Pick one of the three. Or not. Pick one of the three, or pick the middle one. He has the rule on his side. The other sheet says Reno Canano was arguing for the final. He says that from Yochanan Osar, Letok Ochel. Even Skip Letok Ochel. Why? Because he didn't say it depends what you're located into. The other Rishonim say, what do you mean? You can't just make an argument from Spider. They say, no, there's no such sheet there. No one has to squeeze into an Ochel. Well, remember the seven instantly high. A king saying, even into an Ochel. You don't have to address every detail every time you give a spot. Okay. And the other Rishonim have very strong right to try because Rav is more than one who mastered. And if you say Rav Yochanan after, because he said I have a single thing, then Shmuel said, up with that distinguishing. And Rav by question said, up with that distinguishing. So and they didn't contradict themselves, but neither did Rav. Says the Bir Halacha, do you want to know how we passed him between these two dales? And then we pointed out there's not just that question with Shmuel. This is about Eshkol Tanam also, or as the Magna Brahman ever points out, even more so than Eshkol Tanam, it's a classic Isidore. Says the Mishnah Brewer, he says, no one agrees with Rav Chanan on the second point. But he's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So what does Mishnah Brewer say? He says, all Rishonim are against Rav Chanan on the second point. However, in the first point, it's 50-50. Realize that now, but the Apostle Shmuel Rav Yochanan, there's lots of Rishon both ways. That's the Bir Halacha. He said, all the folks argue with Yochanan, but that's on the second point. But on the first point, it's higher maybe Rishon and Mohol like him, the Rosh, the Okef, the Ur, the Uranium. We say 50-50. Okay, you don't have to pass him a quote this one, because just my quote goes up to the right, there are spare buttons in the way it's up, so you have to say some English, yeah? There's no not, clear enough to me. Not. How about the second one? So says the, how do we posit about the second one? If it's everyone in the world against Rina Hanano, what would you think? If it's everyone in the world against Rina Hanano, what would you think? You would think. What would you think? You think we should forget Rina Hanano, just pop like everyone else, because everyone in the world against Rina Hanano, not Yachin. However, since Rina Hanano is so cautious, what did the Shabbat say? Machmer Tavla Bracha, we say Machmer Tavla Bracha. Lemaisa, what do we say about this? And we mentioned this, is not only the Zion Machlokas, this is namely a Tifdalad Machlokas, right? So how about, so what do we say? We say, this is the Halacha. The Halacha is that it's Mutter. However, Hamachner Kavol of Bracha to refrain. So by lemon, he said, don't worry about Hamachner Kavol of Bracha. But Hamachner Kavol Alav Bracha to refrain. But by lemons, we don't have to worry. And I pointed out to you last time that where exactly do you draw the line? He said, it's not only by lemons we don't have to worry. He said, it's really by anything that is. If I shot here, we also don't have to worry.
We shot.
That's what the Shemir Shabbos said, but it's sharp pirus, you also don't have to worry, even though the Mishnah Berurah said, by lemons, you don't have to worry, come out with all the problems. By sharp pirus, I mean two to remona and everything has to run bottom anyway, so we don't have to, have to worry. So, Machar Tovah Bracha, as the Shemir Shabbos, based loosely on the Bir Halacha, but, okay, we'll put a star. Also by talking slakos. They're both on shakos, right? 50-10 because they are it's the right side. So Makhora, even though he doesn't really say this explicitly, but by Kapashim Shlakos, Lakhora he would also say. That Hamachmer Tovel of Bracha. What does Hamachmer Tovel of Bracha? What does Hamachmer Tovel of Bracha mean? Hamachmer Tovel of Bracha, we generally assume means that for serious but Allah, you should try to be Machmer. You know, not if it's very hard, etc., but you should try to be Machmer. Okay, he doesn't really discuss so much. Question Shlokos here. But he says, by sharp heroes, we can be machmer. So that's the rabbana. But look, or a pickle juice, it seems here that you should open up, squeeze onto meat. Because that's something into the right. If there's anything that might be the right that you should do. So the thing about nothing, bit, bottom, flocko, why? Because that being said, after each other agree that you've shot it in the right stuff, then by fucking shlokos and based on another, it would be better to be machmer, machmer tovel of bracha. But again, machmer tovel, someone wants to do it, can't stop them. You can't forbid them from doing that. But it's proper to be machmer if you can. Okay. The last thing I want to point out here's something very confusing.
You mean something that normally like you find in the store nowadays?
Yes, that's just it, but it's not mostly sweet. You find banana juice or whatever.
Once we have just many Rishonim, the Ramban, let's say, once you have Ashmi plus and mixed up, then it should be the right one.
Actually plus the mixed up didn't make it the right one, just made it up. Didn't make it the right, then the Ramban didn't say makes it the right, just to make it up. You didn't see him say that it was the right stuff. Okay. The last thing I want to point out is here is something that is very confusing to me. Maybe you could help me sort this out. Because all the modern day postman quote Ixota Shokan, which is mucker that it's wrong, but all the modern day postman quote it. So there must be some mistake somewhere. What does Ixota Shokan say? Let's review. Kvashim Shlokos L'gufan Mutter. Right? Halach L'maisa. What are we talking? L'mei Mayhem. We're not sure if it's up to the right thought or up to the Rabbanan. And, you know, to sort of squeeze the Shtam is for sure up there, maybe the right thought. Squeeze it into food. But you can squeeze it with L'gufan. Heter Gomer. Right? Like, what's a great example? Tuna. You open the tuna can. How do you open the tuna can? The next message. You open a tuna can and doesn't everyone squeeze out the tuna?
Right.
That's shlokos, it's cooked. So, only wants to squeeze it out. No one wants the, I never heard anyone want the tuna juice. Right? That's a gomer, fucking shlokos. However, the sota shulchan, the sota shulchan is Rukhaimna, right? Why is Rukhaimna famous? For the sheer argument of Chazon Ish about Purim, that he holds the smaller tier, and Chazanish holds the bigger tier. He wrote a sefer Ketufa Shulchan on Or HaChaim, on Yoni Or HaChaim, not on the Shulchan Aruch, but following the basic order of Shulchan Aruch. So there's almost a bunch of numbers. And mostly of a Shabbat, he was Marchit. And he wrote, okay, based on some earlier Makoro, he wrote that, well, it's not Dosh if you do it Le Gufa, but it's a lower. So why is it Mutter? It's Mutter because you do it the Yad Laughter. Okay? It's not Dosh, but it's still lower. That's a big fish. Le Gufa Mutter. What does it mean? Mutter. Says the Tosa Shulchan. It's not Dosh, but it is Borer. Based on that, what do the Achronim say? Based on that, what do the Achronim say? The Shmir Shabbos Golchata, the Rabbi Rivia, the Shabbos Kitchen. Let's read the Shmir Shabbos Golchata. Says the Shmir Shabbos Golchata. He says, footnote to Tosa Shulchan. He says, therefore, Mutter ach yas is o somach lesuda. It's mutter, but you have to do it somach lesuda because it has to be the after. What? Because it's tumim.
Then I guess the pay that I deal with.
What?
Every sense of pay, but the reason why for it is closing from where I feel that it's not completely important.
Maybe that's only, you might say, that's only the flouter. Somebody's flouter. If you say that's only the flouter. Meaning, you're right. Now, he says that's only if it's the altar, because it's still a chasha borer. And at the Shabbos kitchen, that's only if you do biyad. But if you do the tuna can, how does everyone do the tuna can, right? You take the cover of the can, you squish it, then that's also being the altar, because that's borer. So therefore, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is mutter, rak, biyad, and la altar. Meaning, right before the suda. Right, come up with suda. Right, what do we call it? Alter Samach Lesuda. Motorak Biyad is Samach Lesuda. Okay, that's what all the modern day Pokemon cook. Almost.
If now
with
the Ken, what does it mean to do a Biyad if not Ken?
You take the Ben Kunan, you
bring it. Yeah. Being on
the Ben, yeah. Please do it with your hand into the Ben Kunan. Yeah. As opposed to, you know, using the lid, which is really creating strainer. Okay, the only problem is that he's quoted by the Shmir Shabbos Golchata. He's quoted by the Shabbos Kitchen. He's quoted by Rivia, but he can't be right. So the Gemara gets the Mishnah Berurah, the Katan Vav, says the Tolkai Ka'ara, talking about the case of the Gufan. The dot goes for Shabbat. After the Kobachol Gav, it starts monthly Shabbat. Oh, the only offer for Tzarek Shabbat, but you can squeeze it out the Tzarek monthly Shabbat, that's the Hanukkah for monthly Shabbat. And in parentheses, Mr. Berg quotes the Gemara. The first Gemara, the Gemara said, it's only monthly for Shabbat, also due for monthly Shabbat. The monthly Shabbat is the Hanukkah. Hold on. The Gemara says, monthly for Shabbat, also for monthly Shabbat. That means you don't need someone to do this. It's just offer for monthly Shabbat, that's the Hanukkah for monthly Shabbat. But it's much for later on Shabbat, like I'm forced tomorrow. This will figure out that out there. So start in Gadol Ma'od on all these poskim. They're against the Gemara. The Gemara says only after Matzei Shabbat. And they say it's after even half hour before your Suda. How can it be? Yes, it's the Gemara's Kabbalah. I'll cross my Shlok with Lulu. So in the footnote of the Shmir Shabbat, he points this out. I heard from Shlomo Zalman that if you could eat it without squeezing, or if many people eat it without squeezing, then it's really not Borer. Because for Borer, it has to be two minim or tolas ochel, and when we get to bar, we'll see if you have two things that are in one hefta, like either a liquid with slight impurities or a solid with liquid inside, and you can eat it that way, then it's all considered one min and it's not shy of the book. So in the funding points that Solomon said, maybe it's not really borer if it's edible that way. And it's only borer if you can't eat it that way. You can eat it that way. You just want to, meaning most of the shlokos that people might tweet the gufan, you can eat just fine that way. It's just like some people squeeze the oil out of the kugel to make themselves feel good, like that, so unhealthy, or whatever. Basically, he's like backtracking what basically. Or Kashava says, Pashas is not true. Pashas more than it's not true. Basically, the Gemara and the Orcha Shabbat, he picked up on it. And we're full of Dalman, at least in most cases, right? If it's edible with the, or even normal, I would say, he says, no, it's not full rare either. Not Gemina being it, would be even McLean, even not Tom with Suda. So you have many Monday posts in Stockholm. Say, like the Sosa Tokan, that is Borer, and therefore the only market is the old rule of Borer of doing it beyond and doing it some of the Suda, but it can't be true. The Yerucha Shabbat says, caution, not true. It's against the Gemara, so it's a payment to me how somebody modern day folks need to write something that's against the Gemara. I have no idea. I have no idea how old the supposed to be really close to Shalat. It's against the Gemara. Sorry, you've got it.
The Meister, everyone should say it's fine.
I think it's more fine, you know. And Rabbi Zalman basically said, "Oh, that's only if you can't, or like you wouldn't normally eat it with the thing." You know, he basically makes a kimta in the Ksosa Torah, which gets him out of the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about normal kafu shvarkas, right? Normal kafu shvarkas are perfectly fine to eat this way, but you can do fun. Okay, I don't know how many things you can do fun other than tuna fish.
You know what?
What?
A story.
That's an interesting case. You may reform about wouldn't be made by the tuna fish.
No one eats it.
No one eats the tuna fish with the water. Ooh.
Not all the water, but I don't squeeze it on that.
What?
I don't know if
everyone squeezes.
Not every
soft.
I don't squeeze it out and just get rid of the water.
No one
Everyone squeezed the water out of the tuna
fish.
Everyone squeezes the water out of the tuna fish. Then what if you say that if you're not, maybe that's called not regilin la'oklo kai. But here it gets a little tricky. No. See, here it gets a little tricky because, like, would anyone not eat the tuna fish? We'll get this. Would anyone not eat the tuna fish if it had the water inside?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's gross. It goes baggy and I eat it. Yeah, people would. I would
probably wouldn't drink. Okay. So, how can we eat the tuna fish? Luckily, the tuna fish is not so pungent. Now, it could be that since there are only enough tuna tuna fish, the cook is right enough tuna fish. So, maybe, you know, maybe your soul is almond right. Right, basically, what can we say your soul is almond? The orchard fish, you can squeeze the tuna fish, even not some of the suda. But Rishon Lezalman would say maybe not, because if you can't eat it that way, then it's a terrible impurity. So let's say like this.
Or Chashavah doesn't agree with that. So I assume people don't eat it. You would still, like that's still a good spot.
And says Rishon Lezalman, one second. Says Rishon Lezalman, that it depends. If ain ochlin kach, if you wouldn't eat it with the juice, then it's a problem. If you would eat it with the juice, then it's not a problem. And therefore, he resolves the theorem and makes everyone happy. He was not that. You know, the interesting question.
I wouldn't be bored. I mean, why wouldn't it be bored? That makes sense.
Why wouldn't it be bored if you wouldn't eat it that way? Then maybe like impurities that are not eating it, which would be bored. Okay. Wouldn't be bored the rice though, because could eat it, but you would only eat on this. You could eat on this. I don't know. I could eat the usual on this. But like if someone put on my plate with tuna, they just took the tuna out of the can, put it on your plate without sweeping it, I would eat it all year. But Michael and Zach, you don't eat all year. You would eat all year.
Yeah.
But you would only eat all year.
People wouldn't open it with a fill if they know they can't squeeze.
Well,
okay. Come on. What do you have? Any of it on the table, people are eating it, but people won't.
Okay, now you guys are being mocked for my tuna. You're ruining all my tuna because I'm not so mifuna. And I would eat it all like this. I want to eat it. What about the cock? Well, would also eat it without the cock. And you don't eat it without the cock. And Steve would also eat it without the compromise. We can still maybe not the tuna. Okay, until we get the borer, we'll try to do a proper fold.
You can use the Rebbe's pair to the Gemara because the Gemara with a small rabbit roll and Rebbe Yochanan, isn't that maximum that you can do it for Mukhti Shabbat because they don't qualify and you can't do it for Mukhti Shabbat?
No, the Gemara qualifies for all of them and you can't do it for Mukhti Shabbat.
Is that in that
Gemara?
Oh, I didn't realize it was in that Gemara.
Yeah, in that Gemara, it's open. Hey. It says you can't do it for Mukhti Shabbat. Okay, but that's for the Mubah, obviously, not for the Mubah. Okay, Viker. That's all I have to say about Kvashim U Shlokot. Okay, so right now it looks like I'm winning with the tuna fish, but we'll come back to it. Because I think people would eat it even without the cock. Okay, Tess, Hasoka Doug, the Tiro Dinuk Stoka Kvashim Shlokot, Lime Mayhem. Squeezing out the fish brine is the same as Kvashim Shlokot. Why? Because fish brine is made from pickling fish. If you have raw fish and you just squeeze it out, that's like sharp hit. That has a gun, right? Because no one squeezes out raw fish. It's only because we throttle the air, because the title of the mask that we call them, right? Your COVID control in the water, there is like washing with your coat, and that's why LeMay may have an upper, maybe even higher, and 50-50 upper or higher, and the Gufan, it would be mother. And the Tohoka would also be mother. Okay. Text, new subject, which may or may not even have anything to do Shmuel, with Simon Shinkov, right? The Omar Hoke does have to do Simon Shinkov. The Gemara at the end of Bametonin, right? The fourth parak, what it says is a little three-line Gemara, which created a big subject. Right? You can't melt, you can't squish ice or sleet or snow to melt it. I mean, squishing ice is not going to melt it, but fleet or silver. No, these are all ice, just small pieces, right? You can't squish them to melt it, right? The very end of the fourth parak, what is it? That's an aleph from a base or something, right? Mamish at the very end, aim raskin, lo tashel, lo tabar, the shabbat, you should do a main mud in order to make water. Well, no, you can put in your cup or bowl and it's no problem. Okay, we have no idea why aim raskin. We have no idea why it's mutter to put in the cup. So why in Moravkin Fashel Yitavarit, etc.? In Moravkin Fichuli. Why? So someone tell me one shot and give me the name.
Rashi says Molid.
Says Rashi Molid Dover Kadosh. And what point Molad Dover Kadosh? It's Dome El Malacha. Right, exactly. Dome El Malacha. Dome El Malacha. Right. Okay. But the Ron points out, everyone else, screwing everyone. What's the other sheet? That doesn't explain why it's in Shin Chah. Right? Then it should be like in Shin Mem or something with like random things.
right? Why is it in Shincha? Because what does the Rambam say? What? Exactly. Says the Rambam and Zeira Atu Kita Peiro. That is, well, the Machaber likes to follow the Rambam. That's why the Machaber put in Shincha. Because according to the Rambam, it's a Zeira Atu Kita Peiro. So it should come right after Kita Peiro, which is basically what it is. Right? Zeira Atu Kita Peiro. Okay. Now, the Machaber definitely holds like one of these two. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Machaber as opposed to Rambam, right? Because what does the who's the third opinion? The Sefer HaTruma. What does the Sefer HaTruma say? Right? Sefer HaTruma says Nolad, meaning not a Maisa. Rashi says a Maisa is Domi Malacha. And the Rama says the Maisa is Domi. He says not another Maisa. It's a matter of the Totsah. You now have Nolad. Right? And Nolad, what's wrong with Nolad? L'chora. L'chora, what's wrong with Nolad is that it's Mukta. Right? Simple shot is wrong with Nolad that's Mukta, and we'll see there's actually more than one way, but this is the way the Ran seems to understand the Sefer Truma. That it's Nolad, which is, and what's the Nafkamina? I know we're not going to see this till we get to Simon Shinya's hat in a few minutes. But what's the main machlokus? What's the Yisod HaMachlokus in the Sefer Truma and everyone else? What if you're known to be a Dayim? What if you don't do be a Dayim? What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what about melting via heat, not via dayim, right? The classic case of the paper truma, putting the pashtida, by the way, in Mandi Hebrew, what's pashtida mean? In Mandi Hebrew, what's pashtida?
Aye.
No. And pashtida is kodol.
Okay.
Like we say kodol in English, pashtida is kodol. Potato kodol is pashtida, that's what it says. But that's not what pashtida means in the Shonim and in the Achronim. What does pashtida mean in the Shonim and Achronim? It means a sherry pie, right? That's what they call it, a meat pie, right? There's bread on the bottom, bread on top, like a shepherd's pie. Don't they have shepherd's pie in the cap sometimes in NYU?
Yeah.
Right? There's shepherd's pie day in the cap. It's not like a deli roll, it's like a meat pie. And what's wrong with a meat pie? The meat pie has fat. And when you heat it up, the fat melted. So you weren't maracking, you weren't scorching it to melt it via diet, but you were causing it to melt by eating in a hot place. And the Sefer HaTruma said, Utter. Right, according to Rashi and the Rambam, it should be mutter. Why? Because it's not anything like Shechita Peiros, and it's not like a Malacha. But according to the Sefer Truma, not according to him, this is where she said a Shechita, it is a utter because for Mike, so you have a double cut up. Okay, well, modify that in a few minutes. But that is okay. Now, let's go to the next part. What is the heter of what's it called? Letocha kod? Oh, letocha ka'ara, something like that. But ain't no kodesh. No problem in a kot or ka'ara. Why is there, what is the case of kot and ka'ara? There's a heter. What does that mean? What's that heter, kot and ka'ara? So let's read the Rama. Says the Rama, text. Hachelik ba'barad ein marafsim osam, the hainu was shavnach of people's dakos, which is to brush them into small pieces so that they will liquefy. You can't do. Aval nosim tochoso sol yayin. What does he add? Letoch kosol yayin, o mayim, v'humi muach me'elav, v'eino choshesh, v'chein, imenicham, b'chamo, k'negedam dura, v'nipshiru, mutarin,
Okay, so he starts the thing, you put it into a kosa of yayin or mayim, and it'll melt, and it's no problem. But then he adds something. He said, likewise, even not in a kosa of yayin or mayim, you just put them by themselves in the sun or near the fire, not on the fire, because that would be a problem of, you know, vishul, shahim, chazara, and whatever. We'll get to it, but near the fire or someplace that's a little warm. Then it's no problem. So according to the Mechaber, okay, actually, not 100% clear. I admit. One second. Nothing. Okay, so what in the Machaber, what's the heter l'toka kos? Why is it much of l'toka kos? What? Just be muach me'elot. The heter l'mobidlos is the chain, bam, the chain is the same principle. Nimuach me'elot. He doesn't say you can miraphic it into a kos of dying or mayim, right? So the mashmo for the Machaber is that the heter is muach me'elot. Meaning, maybe the blind Levar is coming to tell you that don't think like the Sefer Shema. Okay, but the Magen Avraham points out that they all quote a Tosefta that says differently. What does the Tosefta say? Aval merasekhu l'toch hakot l'toch hakara. So merasek could be a daim, so what's the heter?
Right? This is the Tosefta. And the Rambam, and the Ramban.
And who else does the Magen Avraham here quote? In the cutting of Gimel, and the Ran, and the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah. All say, what's the heter? What?
Never mean.
Exactly that. It's, see if he says another way of expressing it. He says, Nisari
B'mayim.
Right.
Okay. Not. Let's go. This ain't no nicker bitne asmo. Right?
You don't see it independently. It just blends into something else. Whether it melts into something else or whether it blends into something else is mother.
When you're asking low gods and feet, meaning since it's like nicker or god, that just sounds like nicker.
Well, and therefore low god. First. If that's true, that means low god.
Like a hacker that you won't come to exalt it.
Okay. But I'm just practically, if then Gemara comes to be matter against this paper truma and say that if it's passive, if it's not be a dying, it's mother, or is Gemara trying to say nothing is mother, be a dying and not be a dying? Just if they ask Moses off there, but into a cup or ka'ara of wine or water is muck. And that's what Josephta and the Magen Avraham seems to clearly agree with them. Right, Magen Avraham, like that shot. And now the truth is that I don't think anyone quotes this. If you look in the Mordecai, he's very macro. He says, no, the heter kos is only to let it passively melt into something. I don't think that made it into the acronym.
Yeah. You can look at the Mordecai right there in Shabbos, the last Mordecai in Bonatonim, right? Rock. And Moa, the Toch, Mashke, the Eino Nikrabit Neato. Okay. But that's not quoted by the acronym. But if you look at the last Mordecai in Bonatonim, you can find it right in the back of your Gemara Shabbos.
Yeah, the ram is going to have to see the pears. Even if you squeeze into a cup of wine, if you're down.
That is a great question. If you squeeze it, again, if I take my grape and I stick them into a barrel of wine and squeeze them, that would still be up there. Why does the ram have this shita? We'd much prefer he would have the other shita, right? You have to say And that's what Zach is trying to get. Zach is trying to say, ah, since you do it in a weird way, it's a hecker that you won't come to sweet papers. Do you get that?
One of the parts of the step that said that. Okay. He doesn't really say too much. Really said very little. Okay. Now, let's get to Halakha L'maisa. Halakha L'maisa, what do we say? We have two machlokas. Right? That leaves us with two machlokas. What are the two machlokas? One machlokas is what about Rizuk Latok Mashka? Right? That's the Machlokesim and Machaber and the Magen Avraham. Right? Machlokesim and Machaber and the Magen Avraham. Right? Machaber says author, Magen Avraham says mother. How do we ask him on that? If you look in the Mishnah Brura, the Katan, Lamed Hey, I know. Lamed Dalit. The Yesh Matirna Fil Ras Biyadayin Tov HaKotva. Tam Kim Nis Arv Mashu Tov HaKotva In Be'en Lo Godru Be'Klal. Yesh Matirna sounds like he's noted that way. Yesh Matirna, maybe not 100% clear, right? It sounds like he's noted the Magen Avraham, not 100% clear. However, if you look in Shin Yud Chet for a second, this is yet the like search for it, but in Shin Yud Chet, not in the Mishnah Berurah, then the Shar HaTzion, Kof, we want to flip, or if not, you just listen to me. Shar HaTzion Kof Mem Vav, that seems to be the machra of the Mishnah Berurah. I understand. Here is some Shin Yud Chet. Not exactly the same, but he is trying to compare it. And it seems to be that his achra is tov lahachmir. Is tov lahachmir lechatchila. And that would match what he says here, because over here he says that the yesh matirin. And he doesn't exactly say, but yesh otrim, but et cetera. Yesh matirin sounds like, or following the matirin. So it sounds like the achra of the Mishnah Berurah, Shar HaTzion, Shin Yud Chet, Kof Mem Vav, Tov Lehachmir, Lechatchila. Not everyone agrees. We look at the Arka Shulchan here. He says, no, we're no Vahaka like the Magen Avraham. Anyone, you have the Aruch HaShulchan? You want to read me Chaf Dalet? Sorry, I forgot to bring the Aruch HaShulchan. Remember the sugar cubes in those days?
And no one ever used sugar cubes there, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, if you want the sugar cube to melt into your tea quicker, you like crush it with a spoon. That's Marathi. Mm-hmm. The minute goes, they all crush the sugar cube with a spoon. But it can be totally on this podcast. So he says the minigal olam is lahakel, and he says, and maybe really, everyone agrees that mother is already in the liquid, and they were only arguing about crushing it above the liquid and letting it fall in. Okay, so basically says the Aruch HaShulchan and Chav Dalid min hag ha'olam lehakel lefachot impu var bitok hamashke. Okay, halakha l'maisa, we don't really have sugar cubes so much nowadays. Says the Rabbi Rivia, the 39 of Malachim, he says, you know what? Even though the Archos and the Minigal is Bahakel, not so popular, better to be not there. But it's a story. The story is not on. That's his story. Okay, Lamaita, it's probably could die to, Yesh Makam Lahakir. Lamaita, let's say what it says in the 39 Malachim book. Says the 39 Malachim book, the good Hachra, says better to just stir the sugar cube. And really, when it crushes the sugar cube, you have a lot of lies. Just stir it. I mean, stirring cold is, but maybe not good enough. No, it's not mamish yadayim, it's just stirring it. You're not crushing it. So, okay. Viker. Yud. So what we didn't get to yet is we'll come back. That's one of mice. The other mechlok is for mice, but is what about melting shalobia diet? And that we'll come back to when we read some Shindukas. First, let's finish up here.
I mean, is there any stoning that seems to be like from Kaber that you're not better, not allowed to be able to around safe with both of Brad, I guess, because it's stoning a lot.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah, if you look at Rashi, which is really where the Mordechai comes from, Rach says, no, the Rachosha Yaimi was a Chamek, the Tanim, the Afish, and the Mordechai, the Elo, the Inachoshesh, he doesn't say he can be Rach. Right? So that's the meaning the Mordechai says, they come Rach, it's only if it's into the wine, and the Mordechai Elo.
If it's into the water, then, because like, his far of that you're feeling your Horea Hamayim Elo, it's like, where with all the other waters, then it should really apply, no?
You're not doing action, you're not boring.
Meaning you're doing an action, but it's not nikra that you did this action.
It's a good point, except that he didn't say that. So you might say, no, it's not considered boring, it's not nikra. Hey, part C for sure. Okay. Yod, what your lishbar character, lethal Miami Tak Club. You can break ice to get the water underneath it. You can't break ice to make it into water, but you can break ice to get the water underneath it, right? In cold days, right? You might have a pitcher and the top froze over. So you can break the ice to get the water underneath it. Okay, all the Beis Yosef, quoted by the Magen Avraham, the Shabur a little earlier, said, even if you break ice, a tiny amount of water will, a tiny amount will be liquefied when you break it. Well, so, no, that tiny amount that you didn't attend and that is not a question of amount, that they weren't guilty. It only goes on, if you want to create a significant amount by breaking a small piece. Okay, here there's a machlokas in Hilchot. In which malacha is there a machlokas in Sif Yod? Which of the 39 malachos? Bonek. Says going in Avraham, you can break ice in a pitcher, but you can't break ice on the ground. Let's say you want to get water out of your well and the top grows over. You can't break that ice. Why? Because that is bone of a soul there. It's b'chor b'lekarka, right? So that's bone. I mean, it's probably bone. If you're breaking it to get to something, that's like making a thing. That's bone. You can't break ice to the ground. That's bone. That's the chomer the Magen Avraham says in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Lamed Vav. He says the Magen Avraham wrote in your well or the river. You want to get water. That's b'chor b'lekarka. The chashah bone of stira. But all their chorim argued on him. or Harvey Akron argued at him, they said no. You're right, anything attached to the ground on top of the moment is there, but not ice. Because ice is just frozen water and you can't call it a building. Like a brunt, anything attached to the ground is a building, even if it's just ice. But the other one say, oh, that's ridiculous. Building has to be wood or stone or whatever. Just ice can't be a building, it's just frozen water. And the Mishnah says the third Shabbat is the hotel. All right, don't do it for no reason, but if you need to get something on Shabbat, then yesh lahakel. What might come out of this, interestingly, is, let's say, guys, icicles. Sometimes you have icicles coming off the roof, and you just absentmindedly, like, break them off. Like, just for playing around, right? You break up the icicle, you shouldn't have Shabbat. We say it's fine, because those icicles are attached to the ground. That's not the thing in the sphere if you break up the icicle.
They're mounted on a
house,
even on a
house,
attached to the ground.
They can be given to bigger.
I mean,
if
they
fall on you, I mean,
okay, but the
maybe take them down flat, but yeah, you don't
want all right. If you're afraid they'll pull you, that's our shot. But anyway, so there could be some, like, you know, there's no need, you shouldn't break ice that's attached to the ground, shot, but.
People don't know is breaking ice that you just tip in and doing so.
You're saying if you break the icicles off your roof, maybe even the wrong room would be machmir. But that is not accomplishing anything. You're saying.
Are you being bona or associate?
Hard to say you're being bona, right? Or you're being soaked there. It's a funny kind of soap there, you're saying. That's an interesting question. How come that's a good question? But maybe it's Sphira. You take off part of the house, and spot that extra that's unnecessary. Maybe. I don't know. I still think you should not close off your house and shop for no reason.
And with shoveling like ice away from your step. Assuming it's like not
a step. That's not a cat.
That might be a month.
And that's doubling the snow. You don't shovel ice. No, ice is frozen. It's a patch. No, it's not a patch. The ground is on the ground.
Well, you have an ice patch in front of your. Like, not like a turf child. I just want to get it ready.
Maybe that's the dangerous part. That's why you shovel your walk.
Right. If there's an ice patch, then.
Where the hard part of shoveling.
Yeah, okay. If there's an ice patch where you want to stop. So that's our shot.
But if it's not Torah Shabbat, then you would be that would be considered.
Yeah, bonus. If it's not, yeah, probably boner because you're like maybe taking over the wake up shoe shifts or something. Yeah. Okay. But the mice that restore Shabbat to ring. Okay. Yod Aleph, Tarth Lizar Rechorish, will you tell Yod Mayim Shesh from Shelag of Borah to be me? Tell Yizar Shelag Yitzchay, Ben Yod, and Shelag Yimarathi. In the winter, where the water that comes from the well has some Shelag or Borah in it, you shouldn't use it for Nitil Jadayim. Why? Because you might squeeze the snow and you might squeeze the snow and ice in your hand and liquefy it. Says the Magen Avraham. He says, no, there's no problem squeezing the snow and ice. Because you're just squeezing it into the water, and the Magen Avraham says you're allowed to squeeze into the water, right? Remember, we have a Magen Avraham. So he actually disagrees. He says that he does not agree with the Mechaber. He thinks it is totally mutter. Says the Bir Halacha. He says, but it's found a lot of Rishonim and Achronim. So therefore we should be Machber. Okay, he doesn't claim why we should be machmer. You could say we should be machmer because of Achila, we should be machmer against the Magen Avraham. Or you could say that, you know, maybe we're just afraid that when you wash your hands, all the water will fall down and all the snow and ice will be left in your hands and you'll swish them not into the water. In any case, the Mishnah doesn't compromise in Lamed Zayin, close to the Shulchan Ati Shittim. He just says, you can wash your hands with them. We don't think go there, don't wash your hands unless you swish them, just don't squish the ice and the snow. Okay, so there's ice on your water. You can wash your hands, just don't squish the ice in itself. Your base is usually shocked if you're the melon.
Yeah.
But what you like squeezed on that, not having the manum.
What?
Am I having the manum?
When I squeeze it, am I having the mayhem? Even if I shouldn't do it, even if I'm not miscavering the mayhem.
Isn't that the viewer? Is the middle of Shabbat not miscavering?
No, because there wasn't a significant, there was only a tiny drop that came off. Right? Says the Magen Avraham there. He says in Sefiod. No, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefiod, quoted to the Beis Yosef. The Shvi'at HaKar, and then he says, okay, so let's yes. What? No, but hold on a second. You don't want the water. You're washing your hands with it. Right? Okay. That's not an upgrade. We'll come back to that in a second. Okay. Let's just go to your base. You shouldn't rub salt in your hands because the salt melts. And you're not supposed to melt things. That's like Risuk, Shelag, Ubarad. Fine. But he says the Taz and the Mishabur, but you could put salt into water and wash your hands with it, because once you put salt in the water, it dissolves. And that's fine. Yes. Okay, the only thing I can say is that maybe their salt had impurities or something and it was different. I don't know. I never tried melting salt in my hands. If I go like this and rub salt, it won't melt. So they must have had a different kind of salt with impurities or something. Our salt is pure salt. Their salt must have been different. Yud Gimel. Dori Shelly Barak Levina Koshish. Okay, this is something which is already more like Gila Maisa. You can walk on snow and it's not a problem. Why can you walk on snow and it's not a problem? When you walk on snow, what happens? What do you do? You die in while you walk on the snow? You melt snow, right? You squeeze the snow and it melts. So why can you walk on snow and ain't no choshesh? What did the Rush say? Why can you walk on snow? It's obvious you can walk on snow, meaning they've had snow for a long time, not in technology. And from Jews always walked on Shabbos, even when there was snow, right? So, why is it mutter lidro shelleg is the question. So one shita is the rough. Says the rough, why? Because Dar Shein Miskaving. Why? Because it doesn't always melt the snow when you step on the snow. Sometimes it just packs the snow in and doesn't melt it. Okay, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is what about not walking on snow? What about right? What they call apolis may revive, right? In my view, it will be akshana. What about urinating on the snow? After all, when you urinate on the snow, that maybe melt the snow or for sure melt the snow? For sure melt the snow. Why? Because the urine is water. They have high temperature, right? 98.6 degrees. So, that's a rough. Well, that would be awesome, because that is a sick ratio. And that's what it says in the next tip. Harami Rutenberg Macho Lahatumi Vine Bishalik Varrah Payan Nizar. Author. Because it's a sick ratio. So the rock says, get urinate on snow. Okay, but the Maharam said mutter. So if Maharam said it's mutter to urinate in the snow, he must have had a different head for it. Right? Why did Maharam think it's mutter? Why did Maharam think it's mutter? Who said that? Right, says the Taz. You know what the hetzer of the Maharam is? The hetzer of the Maharam is that it's too hard. You can't not walk on snow. And you know what? Says the Taz. Where's the Taz? You also can't not urinate on the snow. Because I don't imagine nowadays, right? Meaning, there are no indoor plumbing. The urinate outside, you're outside, where are you going to urinate? There's snow everywhere. Says, yeah, sure. Says the time. He says, etc. Right? It's a psikresha, but it's still mutter. Why? Because the eshali zarva deh. So he says, hachanami vadeshi eshali zahir. And it's not like, you know, the psikresha of warming up your hands with olive oil, cooking the olive oil. That's the eshali zarva. Says maharam lefi tav, because he eshali zahir. It's exerid rabbana. If there's exerid rabbana and you can't avoid it, then they won't go there. And likewise, mutter, because we have certainly mutter at the top. Okay, maybe nowadays it can be exerid, I don't know. But most of the actually are at the top. Okay, is there another head for what the story of the Maharam is?
There's no obstacle to doing it.
This is all a secretion of amygdala. You don't want to melt the snow. You have no desire to melt the snow. Certainly, melt the snow with urine in it. It's not going to be useful to anyone. And even melt the snow, you step on. Yeah. So that's a good point, although they don't say it's a secretion of amygdala. Right? They say it's the after the desire. What did the Gra say? What did the Gra say? Is it part of the Maharam? Says the Gra. Mutter, first we have to start with Sif Yud Gimel. We're in Sif Yud Gimel. Do Reis, why? I in Sif Yud. Okay, so now if we want to know the reason for Sif Yud Gimel, we know to look at the Grunt Sif Yud. Otherwise, have to just look at the Grunt Sif Yud. Now we look at the Grunt Sif Yud, and he says, so Ostra Elikadeshi Azubumema Vavav Haki Shav. Sorry, what does the Gemara say? Aim or asking those shelves of the Shabbat, they should build to the Mema, because this is here to Rabbana. In the Lach of the Right, even the Sikresh is offered. Even the Lach of the Shabbat is offered. So this is Xera. The Xera is formally with the words today. Meaning the Xera is only if your Kabbana is to get the water. If your Kabbana is not to get the water, there's no Xera. Rock, God, grew. And Kabbanato. To get water, right? To get liquids. And Kavanato today, the Azubu Mema, the only, and then mother, because your Kavana is not to melt the snow. It's only other when your kavana is to melt it. This theory of one was formulated in Raskin, etc. Kadesh is doing this, you're doing Mema. Not because that's what the Gemara says, and that was what was quoted earlier. That's already in the Mishnah here. Why is it Mutter? He says, good demo. He says, no, it's because Aino is Kavan of that, and the Kav wrote this the after. He quotes the Gra. And he quotes the top.
This would also apply by the case of breaking ice that's on the ground with attached to the karka. The bell goes in the gut goes wrong.
I mean, the fact that a little water might come out when you break the ice, there's nothing both and soak. Both and soak, there's different. But you ask, when you break ice that's on your well or that's on your pitcher, isn't a tiny drop of water going to come out? The answer is not your pitcher's water. Although, even the rough would agree to that. It sounds like the man's brother. Now we talked about it because it's such a small amount, maybe it's not awful. Okay, so the Mishnah brings both of these, right? Halakha L'maisa, the nafkamina is how about the urinating? How do we talk about that? Like the Maharam? We're not sure what it means. Two figures of the Maharam. Or like the Rush, says the Mishnah Brura in Mem Aleph, he says, but basically, like the Maharam. What's the fact? Basically, we pop in like the Maharam. Totally Zahir, says the Mishnah Brura. M. Esther below Torah. It's not inconvenient.
Purity probably not. Well, really, it is mutter, even though he's not hungry, if it's for the good reason or for the kavod reason. But really, it's mutter. Maybe we'll see a little later on that, but not to me, it's in the gra and the kav. This kav, by the way, is very fascinating. Which means it's not clear if it's the gra reason or the kav reason. The gra, the local reason, the kav, the local reason. This kav is a fascinating issue. I haven't seen this in my day post yet, but you know, what if someone lives in a country where wherever they block it, like turn something on? Right? And it's actually dire. Could you then say, well, if only they're drabbanic, if only if the drabbanan, let's say they're not turning on anything saraisa, then maybe we'll go through the actually zahir, maybe the general rule that a certain drabbanan never go to the actually zahir. Be an interesting question. The kind of, I haven't seen this book in front of my time, but it would be an interesting factor to think about. What if someday, you know, you, the Maisa, what usually happens is they come with other stuff that you made up. You know, all wherever you walk, you're caught on security cameras. Okay, there are other reasons to there, but that was hot. They don't put in the top, but maybe also put in the top. If you can't walk, now being caught on security cameras, then obviously they weren't even military. It's an interesting question. How far is it? Top? Okay, we'll leave it at a food plot. Let's move for a second. Shane, you can't. Shane, you can't die. Ready? Here is the actual case of the Sefer Truma versus the other Rishonim. Right? What was the Sefer Truma case? Putting your meat pie, warming up your meat pie, and then all the fat will melt. Right? You warm up the meat pie, all the fat melts. Sefer Truma said after, because of Amarat and Pachal. No way. Okay, for how many reasons did the Ramban and the Ran matter? For how many reasons did they matter? For how many reasons did they matter? They mattered for 2 reasons. Why? Number one, they said it's mutter if you're not doing Biyadayim. Right? So what do we have for Biyadayim? We have the Sefer HaTruma as author, the Ramban, and the Ran and other Rishonim said Mukher. Right, it's not the Adai. But then the Ramban Ran has a second reason. What was the second reason we matter? Exactly. Remember the reason Sharpay wrote? What are they? Goyim and Udrudin and Harishim and or whatever it was. If you squeeze those payrolls, isn't that just as bad as squeezing ice into water? The answer is no, that's also from Okal. Ice into water is non-matka from matka. But Okal to Okal, that's, they weren't good, right? So it says Ramban the Ran. First of all, it's mutter, not be a dying. Second of all, even be a dying, it's mutter is squeeze fat and liquefy it. Or to blend fat and liquefy it, let's say. Because it's an Okal either way. Said the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Zayin, Shein Yechatz Zim Mutter Liten in Pazna. In Pazna is the same as Pashtita. I think it's just different languages that, you know, I don't know what was what. It's the same word, but different. I mean, neither of them are Hebrew. What? Empanada. Empanada, that's Spanish. Do they still use it?
Yeah.
Oh, what does it mean?
It's a little meat.
A meat pie. Amazing. Okay, empanada is Spanish. And I guess Pashtida was probably German or something. Anyway, Mortalita empanada. People still eat empanada. I think I almost said that's so cool. Okay, I got to get myself an empanada just to eat what the Machaber's talking about. But it only counts in Spanish. And she called it empanada. Where did she live?
Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Bring one back.
Bring one back.
Yeah. Standard in like the takeout list.
Oh, yeah? And they're called empanada. Amazing. No, I only want to eat if it's called empanada. Anyone can make a meat pie. Okay. Mutta liten empanada. Kinegana eish, mamakam shayat fulevet, the afal pisha shuman shabbat nikra, it's called anymore, even though it melts its mutter. Adds the ramah, the kosh cake, there she's for rotev shenikra, shuman imor, enobe endushari. If you're allowed to melt shalobia dye in the meat pie, call Shane if you have a soup. Can you ever put chicken soup in the fridge? What happens if you put chicken soup in the fridge? How much of it congeals?
The
top congeals because the fat pulls up and the water flows down, right? Oil and water don't mix. And the top congeals and the bottom doesn't. Now, when you melt that cold skin, that's mutter, because when you melt that fat, it's not even nicker with the osmo, because it just blends into the soup. Right? So that's pushing. If it's mutter to melt the meat pie when it's nicker with the osmo, there used to be no liquid, and now there's liquid. Cold skin is mutter to melt the fat on top of the soup, because that just blends into the rest of the soup. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah, I'm going to point out, you can't actually cook the soup because we posit that you're not allowed to reheat liquids. Okay, but that's not his point. Agav, speaking of cooking, what do you say at first? You're allowed to put it in makom shagatz lettuce bowl. Forget it, say for a kumo, why are you official? Put it in makom shagatz lettuce bowl? You are putting gravy, are you allowed to take gravy and warm it up among the shagatz lettuce bowl on Shabbat? Cooked gravy, that's cold. Are you allowed to warm it up in makom shagatz lettuce bowl on Shabbat?
According to
most Rishonim, I'm giving it most Rishonim. First off, how long? No, why in this case are you allowed to cook it and probably doubt to it? Why isn't it bishul? Why isn't it bishul?
The number
three opinions. Why it's not bishul? Right. Let's see if we can read the thing. Why is it not bishul? First of all, what? But who's confused?
Not yet.
That's an answer. Answer Z. What?
Okay.
Okay. It is a question because we'll watch this. The answer is the Magen Avraham and most Poskim. Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, and the Poskim, they say, because it's solid. That's a chiddush. Why is that a chiddush? It starts out solid, and then it turns liquid.
He says oko.
What?
He says oko.
Yeah, but bishol for bishol does not seem to depend on oko or maske. It seems to depend on solid or liquid. Although it's an interesting question. But what's their chiddush? Even though it turns liquid, you go by how it starts, not how it ends. Since it started out solid, in bishol for bishol be yogurt. That's not so positive. You might have said it starts out with no bishul or bishul, and later on there is bishul or bishul. No, you go by how it starts. It starts, you always know bishul or bishul. However, not everyone agrees. After all, it ends up liquid. You go by but the kriva or their soul. The mug in a room told him went by the kriva. However, what if you go by the soul? In the end, you're reheating cold liquid.
Not cold if one becomes liquid, it's
already has to let it go. Ah, so that's what you're going to say. When you reheat it, it's solid. It only becomes liquid if you're already reheated. Okay, but you can see disagreeing with that. The Taz will much disagree. We'll watch it in the Magen Avraham. Says the Levush. He says, fix the Girta. It shouldn't say yes to what's going to happen. It should be more if it ain't a yes to what's going to change figure fit in the yachol as both, and the Magen Avraham probably shows it down that way, and then explains why he doesn't think they will push. But this change figure fit in yachol as both, top yachol as both be upper, and the Taz says something that's not really so clear what he means. Says the Taz, it's Magen Shad let it go, but in yachol is possible. It's a place that the yachol let it go, but it's not going to hook the liquid. Agreed. What does he mean is not clear. What I think he means is, the place is yachol to let it go, but it's not going to get the gravy to be yachol to let it go. Even if a place is yachol to let it go, that doesn't necessarily mean it'll make the food yachol to let it go. If the place is barely yachol to let it go, it won't get the food yachol to let it go. I think that's what he means. Right? The Torah says that either fix the girsa or the, I'm going to write my tongue, the gravy doesn't get to yachol to let it go. What the problem with what have in common is that they go buff themselves. They say you can't reheat a solid that melts into something that gets tight and hot. Is that vicious? That was the one of the brothers. Where the other folks can say, no, you can reheat a solid even if it turns liquid and gets tight and hot. That's solid. That's vicious. the Victor Brewer, and the front of the board, we paskin like the Mishnah Brewer that I'm going to run. I'm not sure there's someone out there who's coaching for the not mirror, but we paskin the hotel. We paskin that the starting out solid, it's not a problem. This was official, even if it ends up with it. It might or might not be a problem with Noah. It's not a problem, Bishal Aharibel. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, you don't have to worry about Bishal. If something's solid, even if it's going to melt, you don't have to worry about Bishal. Yes.
So congeal, like a blend of congealed salt and fat that's on chicken, grave chicken. I should have put that on the black, even if it'll look quiet.
No, you're not allowed to put it on the black because it'll be safer in truma. But it's not offer Bishal Bishal. It's only offer Bishal Noah. That's the end. The H Machmir and the dog will have here. The Nachron, Ashkenazim are Machmir. Me, welcome to Sorek. He's going to talk about far where we shall. For welcome to Sorek, we could be Mako. But for welcome to Sorek, we could be Mako. Okay, so what are we talking? The Machaber said,
starting to make, right?
Machaber said, make a look at me, yeah. You're starting, right? If you have something with chicken with fat that's going to melt, you would form it up now.
Yeah,
100%. All right, great.
Frozen soup?
What?
Frozen soup?
No, because, who's fired and put frozen soup on the black?
Solid?
Solid. Because now it's solid, or with fired and put ice on the black? And they pee? I got it. Because sparge it, boil water, then freeze it into ice, then put it on the black to make tea on the goddess. Would you go that far? That seems to be going a little far, no? So the Orchis Shabbos does, I think, say something about this. What? What were you saying?
Is that a nail between a thought and knowing between the frozen and
right. So I think he makes that chiluk. No, the Yemenite he heat up soup without frozen. The Yemenite told like the mountain, ain't bishmon or bishmon. So that is nothing with us. But that if you're not Yemenite, that's not Baba Chesbo. Here we are. Here he quotes, he says, some people say it's considered like Yomish, Magna Brahma, etc. Some people say it's considered like Lach, Ful, Rosh, and Nikad. And the Poskim are Mako, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Chazon Ish are Mako. Okay, that's what we saw. And therefore, it's Mutter. But, I thought he had a but here. One second. Aha. So here it is. It says, what about frozen chicken soup? Right? Who said that? Frozen chicken soup? Okay, you're Mechamdeo Johnson. What about frozen chicken soup? Interesting question. He says, no, we don't extend the tether. He says we don't extend this heter. We only extend this heter to something that, and he says this is all his own chiddush. But then he asks the Rav Shmuel Orbach, who agreed with him. Rav Shmuel Orbach is his rebbe, right? Seems like he's the most authoritative, meaning posing that he was, with a line when he wrote this. I think it's Rav Shmuel who quotes usually, right? It's not really Jill. Rav Shmuel who quotes mostly. Yeah. So his far is this. His far is that, this heter is only for congealed gravy, not for frozen soup. He says, why? The congealed gravy, there's an ochel that has, a meat pie with meat and congealed gravy or with meat and even if it's not a pie. He says, no, that's like a food that looks like a solid food. And therefore you could say you're warming up a solid food and then part of it melts. He says, a frozen soup, That's just a frozen liquid. That, you know, you can't, I mean, he's making this up. But he says there's a difference between something that has the structure of a solid food and something that's just a frozen liquid. A frozen liquid, you're really trying to reheat a liquid. Happens he's frozen now, but everyone knows you're reheating a liquid. I don't mean liquid anymore. It looks like you're reheating a liquid that's frozen. But when you have a dish with fat in it, with then it doesn't look like you're reheating a liquid that's frozen. It looks like you're reheating a food, but some of that food melts. So he says, don't take it too far. It doesn't mean you can put frozen down the free hatcher. Just put your soup in the freezing Friday night and put it on the pot for child's morning. Nope. Doesn't work that way. Not for Yemenite. For Yemenite, you can put it in the fridge and put it on the pot for child's morning. But most of us are not Yemenite. We don't have any Yemenite this year at the COLA. We used to have one under there. But? Which parts? What? I don't know.
The Mishnah where I think over here on my stomach is to say that my roots ever going to be not quite right. We cook salad.
Yeah, but that's because the roots wasn't solid at all, so that doesn't prove anything.
No, it's the roots of Shinikra, no?
Right,
Ramaspan when it gets a roots of Shinikra. And the Mishnah Kofdalit says, "The Lenin Dishar Isher Bethel Hacha Chamim Bidal Elda Harotz Kudal Relach Rav Ashen Stein Shapo Bethel."
No, because that was the case where he means that case it was the stuff that didn't congeal, the stuff that did congeal. He means stuff that doesn't congeal as far. Okay. Anyway, the mice said this doesn't. This only goes for things that are like foods that would melt. Nah, we'll go with this, even though it's a Kiddush that he made on his own, but it has to be that way. Sometimes they'll make the Kiddush on their own. It's not that they're mechadish something new, they're adding to the halakha. No, they're saying something that's obvious, just trying to figure out why. Just trying to figure the long part. But it's obvious that he's right. This, by the way, is Perek Rishon, footnote none, in the Rosh Hashanah.
Something that's a food that melts is better than something that's a liquid that starts. I mean, and the issue is
not this. Again, here we're going to the visual aspect, right? We're not talking about it. I mean, it's not visual yet. A food that melts, considering this one originally yummy, even though it melts. A frozen liquid is considered yeshiva thought of original act. But again, this is the visual part of the subject, right? Okay, so the mica we talked in like the Mishabura, but only in the normal case that he was discussing, not in frozen liquid. Better.
We have been serving muffins, butter. Butter, nothing on your fellow?
So what about, let's go back to the question of moment. Okay, so the Machaber says everything's hefter gomer, and then you have to know what's fishal, what isn't fishal, but the melting is hefter gomer. What does the Ramah say? The Ramah says it depends. Says the Ramah, Nazul Hachmir, Bafa Makum Tzarev. Says the Ramah, if there's no tzarech for machmir, but ramah, the makom tzarech is also mekel, so makom tzarech, you need to know the difference. The makom tzarech, if you have meat with congealed fat, that's going to melt, but makom tzarech, you can warm it up. Even if you're asking about it. The makom tzarech for mekel. Meaning, it's like a chomer that we're supposed to take for our truma. And it's an obligatory chomer. It doesn't say total of roughness. It's not. The meaning is to be machmir. The meaning is to be machmir only as a chomer of mokum tzorech, we can be makel. So that's the sakra ashkenazim. The mokum tzorech, we can be makel. So the mokum tzorech, we are machmir. How about the mokum tzorech ashkenazim?
If it's not fishal and it's not nola.
If it's. Even if it is nola. We're not coaches for nola.
Even if it is nola.
We're not coaches for the safer truma. Right?
Okay, I understand. Okay.
What is a Vamakum Torah? Let's say that's the food that you need. Right? So that's the end of the world. Now, a few Ha'aros from the notes of Caleb before we go to Ha'aros, I already post him. Says the Mishabura, quoting the Magna Brahm, quoting the Bixiel Safe in Sifkatan. He has a few kula. Then kufvav, he has a kula that you can put it on the stove before the guy lights the stove. Then we're not machmir if you're putting on the cold stove and then the goy lights the stove. You're not doing anything. The goy is light. So there's some discussion what the shabbat pot is going to light the plata. Would that kula also apply? So there are some people who want to say that kula also applies the pasta.
Because you know that it doesn't matter. It's all about, even if it comes me'ila, it's fine.
Okay, good point. Hold that point. Okay, hold that thought. Pasta is only the goy can light the stove, but if the pot is going to turn the stove on, then I don't think we should apply this kula. The other kula he has is in Sifkatan, kopei. If you have butter shami, meaning you ever warm up totally dry things with no bad at all this morning or other times, and sometimes. All of a sudden, there'll be lots of gravy. Why? Because inside, there was a lot of liquid absorbed inside. So he said, if you have both are showing only a little, gonna leak out a little, is not kosher. This zero drop, whatever, they don't go there in something significant. If it's insignificant, no problem. It means that if you're gonna have a culture, well, a little liquid is not no problem. The problem is that sometimes some of our things, we have different recipes than they do. Their buster shami, they probably meant roasted buster shami. We're only gonna have a little fat leaking out when you sometimes if you have park yolk, let's say, and you totally dry, you warm the shot in the morning, you'll have a swimming pool with gravy. But I don't think that would bottle is kula. It's kula, but you don't worry about a tiny bit leaking out. It's not a lot of the right shot of no blood of paper tumor, and that's only a bit significant. But if just a little is going to leak out, it's okay. But if you have something like parking yolk, where you get a swimming pool of gravy, then it's not okay.
What if it's not so much, but it's like the stock on top of the chicken? Like congealed sauce.
If it's congealed sauce.
Inside, but it's still not so much.
I think the process is that if it's just going to be a tiny amount, a little drop, then it's okay. A
little drop. Like, you scrape off a lot of the sauce as much as you can before you go to put it on the pasta. You heat it up, it's good more than you drop it off.
So it's not clear rhythm if we draw the line here, right? Very unclear what he means.
It's still not butter shop. I mean, it's not like.
What if you say you're dubber muadhu, even if it's dog, we bought the shum into the soko, dubber muadhu, the shari le, kuli alma, the sakim, dubber muadhu, and if shalo chaster vis shari. How do you know what the dubber muad? It's a little hard to judge what really is a remua and what isn't. We're going to say about the Dharmua. And I look at the other folks and they don't totally clarify exactly what the Dharmua is. I think if like it looks like a liquid that you could like, or you would pour a gravy, you would pour up to your rice or something.
After it's melted, what it looks like.
Yeah. Then that's more than a Dharmua.
Anytime you have a dish with sauce, like I say, I've heard like you scrape off the sauce and you put it on, it's not really going to be effective. You have to get everything off. If it's sauce on top of the chicken,
I'm not sure. I think every recipe is different. I know in my experiments, some things. Pan, you have a little circle with like a fine of the gravy or something. And then sometimes you have mamish like this eye in the pan, great. Where's the line side clear? One eighth I've heard is that, let's say you want to warm something up that you know is going to create tons of gravy, warm it up with rice. Because then, as we were talking about heat, it's all in the flow of the itself, right? You warm up with rice, that should be fine. Then
that's another official problem.
What?
That's official problem as well.
And that, meaning we don't have it. I'll let you convert it a little bit to the top.
But you're at a lot of thought.
What? Could you warm up frozen soup with rice? I don't think. Yeah. I think we're talking here about something that's an authentic solid. But anyway, if you have something that's gonna, your chicken recipe is gonna make a swimming pool of sauce, then warm it up with rice. Trust me, it'll be delicious. Okay, what's the last thing we want to say? The Mishnah also pointed out here that the Evan it's mutter. B'di'evid, we're never machmir. This is only nifil chachila safer. B'di'evid, we don't worry about the safer. B'di'evid, the safer should not cost. Only nifil chachila, only the don't start.
With the platter going on by itself, that will first be machmir, no? If it's in the middle of the eva, still like, you're not doing this stuff.
No, but the whole chumrin safer truma is not in the middle of the eva.
But, give me a second. Don't we go not like the, I guess because the whole thing over here is that we're going to not.
Yeah, that's the whole point. The whole point is that we're not going to say for too much. There's no sorry. Okay. Last, what? So give me a second. So here, the Panim Me'iros have a Hakira. Right, according to the footnotes, your Shabbos, I think. The Panim Me'iros have a Hakira. What about taking an interesting question? The Hakira is this. What really shot? Zaki has a few questions. He says, hold on a second. Why would you say it's okay to put the fight? You can be made to put the bashida on the oven before the guy likes it. Otherwise, why is the mother for a guy like the oven?
Because
because they're not going to heat their out. The oven was the only heat. And during the winter, you get sand if you didn't have an oven. And you could just leave it on all top. You know, a wood burning oven. No, we don't leave it on. So therefore, the guy would light the oven for the cola. Why should it be more likely to light the oven? It's still going to be no light at the end. So, still going to be no light. That because of the second question. Why does the Mishabur say that the evidence mutter? What do you mean? That the evidence still no light? The icaricature is with the evidence. It should be the icar up to the evidence for no light. Unless the mocking Torah, but if not mocking Torah, then you should be never. So what comes out of this is that the Panim Me'iros has a hakira in the Sefer Truma. What does Sefer Truma really mean? One way the Sefer Truma is Sefer Truma would be the Ran. This is how the Ran felt like Sefer Truma is that it's called the Kosta of Nolad. Result of Nolad, but there's another way. Let's see, if you look in the Shulchan Harav here, this would become very clear. The Panim Me'iros also thinks that way. Let's see, Panim Me'iros, this Shulchan Harav, there was a difference between the Rosh and the Ran. The Ran says it's no love, and the Rush quotes the Sefer Truma. The Rush at the end of the fourth paragraph of Shabbos, he says it's molish. So, and that's the deal of the Rush, what that the Rush, right? The Rush is not trying to say one of us, right? He says it's molish. Hold on, if it's molish, then why is it also even if you don't do it via Zayim? No, it's an ether molish. Kimo Rashi, the author Afilo Shalom Yadayim. Hold on a second. Why would only the author create a new kind of Yadayim? Isn't creating a child up in Flo Yadayim? If I cook a child, I'm not cooking Yadayim, I'm putting in a hot plate. That's a malacha.
Grama.
What?
You didn't do the malacha.
That's Grama? Cooking is Grama? Using heat is a way of cooking.
You would know.
Using heat is a way of doing things, not so. I'm creating something new. How am I creating something new? Using heat. There's no. And as a matter of fact, Bunninger says maybe Rashi actually agrees with Sefer Truma. Who says Rashi disagrees? Everyone thinks Rashi disagrees. Maybe Rashi agrees with Sefer Truma. I'm not clearly dumb. Using heat. But you're creating something new using heat. That's very local, that's very popular, that's like my chest, right? Creating using heat is even more blood pressure than not using heat, right? For me, it's the whole thing. Maybe the Sefer Truma is a Tosa or Maisa, right? Is it the action or is it the result? Maybe just using heat is also considered a Maisa, right? We could use the word. is that maisa or kosa narrowly. Here I'm going a little bit against my Rebbe. My Rebbe is certain that we are koshesh for nola, for mukta, the result. But narrowly, if you're redaik in the Mishnah Brura, it comes off to only an iser of maisa. That's like the b'dieved bowl of hay. And that's why I said, if you put it for the going like the oven, that's okay. Because you're doing the maisa. The going doing the maisa. Sometimes you couldn't have a guy do a maisa for you. Okay, there's a chumra. It's okay to have a guy do a maisa for you. Right? So, really, we're doing it twice in the Shabura. That would be telling us, like the Panama era. Even though everybody holds up, and the Shabura Shabbat also holds otherwise. Really, even the Eved, the master of the Zotar. Really, even the Eved, the master of the Zotar. Okay, as I explained to the Shabura. The Shmir Tabat Kochata takes this way. If you look over the footnote, the food Shmir Tabat Kochata, and very willing takes this approach. However, the Panama here is still going to correct, take the other approach. Right, so there are two shopping in the, and I think it's the Doik in the Mishabura. I think it's the Doik in the Mishabura.
Who the gossip is the Evan?
Who is doing it? The Mishabura said very willing is also the Evan and what's the Torah? Also the Evan and what's the Torah?
Yes, Mishabura.
Well, Rishon Zalman, what you could say, Mishabur only meant if it's a Torah, which is a little talk, or the Rishon Zalman says no, he only meant the master to the Eved, in the case of the impanada, Pashida, because there's two reasons we make hope, because the Rabban had the second reason we make hope. But if it would be mamish water, then we master the Eved. Meaning, what does the Shmir Talmud say? He said, you take, you know, people put water bottles in the freezer, keep it cold. You're going on a long walk on Shabbos within the home. Take the water bottle in your freezer. They smear Shabbos this. Even did you ever don't drink it unless it's the summer. If you have other water, don't drink it.
Even if you didn't put it in the sun, you left it in the room.
What?
Even if you left it in the room.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely. So what is the nafgamina between? Remember, we're Ashkenazim. We're not going to take our room if there's no summer. Nafgamina is, what about the diabetes? Are we makir even with the Eved? Or we make with the Eved, like Pasha of the Mishnah Brura? No, even with the Eved, you can makir with no Torah. The other nafkamina, this is what the Panim Ira said, what about room temperature? Room temperature is not human heat, that's just room temperature. It says if it's because of no lot, room temperature is upper. It's like folks solve a new thing. If it's because of molded using heat, the heat counts as malacha, that's only if you use heat, which includes the sun, right? And the sun is the same. The sun or the oven or the radiator, but not the temperature.
Right.
What if you melt? What if you melt by different temperature? Yeah?
In terms of the love of heating things up, is there really an option between outside in the sun and inside your house? I mean, those temperatures are the same halakha category. It's just because you're in the sun, it's the next.
Yeah, if you put it in the sun, that's doing a malacha.
It's only 10 degrees difference. It's not a lot of difference.
Yeah, because one is putting it near a heat source and the other is not. Okay. This board is very full. Halakha l'maisa. Oh, okay. Give me a second. Where do we have? Well, yeah, give me 2 minutes. I do have them covered, even though I'm very nice. Okay, what am I gonna do about it? I'll have to figure it out. But the what's the nafkamina here? How about Ashkenazim, Lukatkiva, right? Ashkenazim follow Sefer Tshuva. Which Sefer Tshuva did we follow Lukatkiva? Which Sefer? One Nafkamina is, right? Melted ice, the Diabed. There's the Shmir Shabbos Kokota. No, Mutter Lishto, the Makum Tzorek. But if you take the what we bedaik in the Mishnah Berurah, you would say, Motor Lishto Stam. We're not being machmir. Yeah, you did what you did, it's over and done. The other nachmina that says the Panim Eros, says the Panim Eros, he said, how about melting ice at room temperature? Not putting it near a heat source. How about melting ice at room temperature? According to the Shmir Shabbat Kolkata, he actually said, after. Why? Because you're having a new thing. But says the Panim Eros, Motor. What?
Meaning even the melting ice, everything. Melting with a pure tire.
After full welcome start, right?
Right.
Or you can get after the show, full welcome start, right? After Lito, Shalom welcome start. Okay. This is a big nachmina. Halacha l'maisa, where Willie's very much on this. He says you can't melt ice at room temperature. He even corrects this. You can't take out a bowl of ice and put it on the table.
No.
However, no one else is machmir that way. No one else is machmir that way. Even the Shmir Shabbos Kilchata, if you're meduyak in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchata, if you're meduyak in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchata, what does he say? He said, Yud, Perik Yud, Halacha, Gimel, he says, Al Yotlo Kahi Bushe Karsko Kahot Reka Manasla, Shirun Lushtamas Mehmeha. He used the water.
Even the experience of Kochasa is that you don't want to use the water.
What if you're putting ice in the bowl on the table? You don't want the water. You'd prefer that it didn't melt. Just what can you do?
You want ice. You actually don't want it to become water.
So the majority of that, you can be makel if it happens, if that's not your intention. Why can you makel if that's not your intention? Because then you have many sparred lahakel. A, Me'ikr din, we're not like Sefer Truma, it's mostly to melt things, as long as not be a die-in. B, even according to the Sefer Truma, according to Panim Eros, it's mostly from temperature. And C, the Grah. The Grah says only the Kedeshi is in the name of it. You don't want it to become water. You want it to stay ice. So all of a sudden, Lahakel, even though Eric Willis told me he would be Macher. Anyway, the mice of the whole belt is Makel. The whole belt is Makel. Because even according to Shmir Shabbos Kilchata is Meduyak, that Meduyak Lahakel Ein Kavanoso Lekach. Why? It's Sefer Begra, who says there's no answer if it's not Kavanoso Lekach. He doesn't say that, I'm an advocate, but other folks can put that together. So I love the Meister. I don't think we have to not for a willing to not for a home when he takes out a bowl of ice, put on the table, and he puts a little water in it. But the minigol not be machmir that way. So even though there is, it would be properly machmir like the Shmir Shabbos, not to melt ice in order to get water, but one can be makel. But one can be makel to just put ice on the table. There's so many fun laws.
What about taking out ices or sorbet in order to melt? In order that should be easier to spin.
No, but you want it to melt. You just want it to not be rock hard. You still want it to be solid. You don't want it to melt at all. You want solid sorbet of ice.
Right, but it needs to be a little bit liquidy to be.
No, it doesn't. It needs to get
soft.
It's not liquidy.
You add a pour onto a cup of ice.
Pour Coke onto ice.
Pour Coke onto a cup of full ice.
Ah, pour Coke
no on. Or anything onto a full cup of ice. Nothing else in the cup.
Yeah, I think so.
Why is that we're asked to be a dime?
Because it's not we're asked to be a dime. It's just melting the meat.
It's not like stirring the sugar.
No, I don't think so. Okay, anyway. All right, we have to stop because we're way, way, way over time. So to be continued, next time, Bob, whoever finished the Toro, here's the next one. Big one. Can someone call it here after everyone takes for the rest of the month?
Yeah,
how could you not in the world is the ice on the table? Silent. Rebbe's making it based on the gra, but isn't it the ratio that it's going to melt?
But that's the whole point of the gra.
The gra says
the only they go to the fish bill. If it's not fish bill, it's going to be different. That's the whole sheet of the gra. Urinating is also the thick ratio. And the gra says fish bill.
That's true.
The whole sheet of bread. That's the great thing.
Yeah, man.